Hello again, everybody. Scott Casper for TDR TV, EnterBatWrestle.com. This interview brought to you by our friends at MechGuard. Is it on you? And by Clinch Gear. Find them online at ClinchGear.com. We're joined now by Ryan Petrovich, who is a junior wrestling for Hofstra, and he joins us now. How's it going, Ryan?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well, Part. Are you excited for the year? I mean, this is a big season for you guys coming up.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. You know, we got a young team coming up, and they all seem motivated and ready to go for this upcoming season.
Now, are you slotted in at 74, Ryan?
Yeah, I'll be wrestling 174 this year.
Are you pretty comfortable at 74?
Yeah, during the summer, you know, I had a good lifting program and everything and put on some weight, and still cutting, you know, about 10 pounds to get down to 174.
As you get bigger, as you get stronger, and you lift, you have to be real careful that you don't get too big with muscle, right?
I guess you could say that. I mean, I tried to put on a couple pounds of muscle, and it's been working out pretty good for me.
Now, you're originally out of Bohemia, New York, and went to Islip High School. Is it Islip or Islip?
Islip.
Islip. Yeah. And your dad's a coach there, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been coaching there for about 20 years now. He coached my brother before me, and then as I was coming up, my brother was on the team when he was a senior. I was a seventh grader, actually, wrestling varsity, which is allowed in New York State.
When Tom Ryan started recruiting you, and it was Tom Ryan that started recruiting you, when he decided to depart Hofstra and head to Ohio State, you followed him. Was that a difficult decision for you?
Yeah, I mean, my parents kind of wanted me to stay close to home and kind of went against them a little bit. And my brother was actually currently wrestling at Hofstra. But, you know, he liked Tom Ryan a lot and talked up Tom Ryan to me a lot. And that kind of influenced my decision to leave. He didn't know Coach Shiflett at the time. But when he got to know Coach Shiflett, he realized how good of a coach he was. And, you know, we were always talking when I was still at Ohio State. And he kind of, you know, not convinced me to come back, but he definitely influenced it.
We're talking with who, what I, you know, recall is one of the team leaders watching you wrestle. You wrestle with a great style that comes from, you know, many years on the mat, many years in the room. Your dad, needless to say, has had a tremendous input on your career and has had a great impact. Talk about your dad as a wrestling coach and the ability to separate coaching and being a dad.
Yeah, he did a great job of that. He you know, when we sat down at the dinner table, he didn't talk wrestling at all. It was just, you know, wrestling was always in the wrestling room. We would talk wrestling, but outside of the wrestling room, we didn't talk wrestling that much, and I think that helped me a lot not to, you know, burn out. And I still love the sport of wrestling, and, you know, some kids whose fathers, you know, coach them throughout their lives burn out a little bit, and I feel like I haven't done that at all, because my dad's been able to separate wrestling from family life.
You have the same passion that you had when you started college?
Yep. Yeah, I have the same exact passion for the sport. I haven't lost any passion for the sport since I've started at all.
According to Shiflett, he thinks you may have more passion today because your ability and your talent have excelled. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, as I've gone on in my college career, I've definitely, you know, picked up a better work ethic than I have in the beginning of my career. You know, I'm coming in for extra drills all the time, and not just doing the one practices a day. I'm doing, you know, two or three a day. So I think that's definitely a plus.
You've got some great assistants to work with as well. Terry Madden, Rob Ansbach, Zach Tinelli. They're all still there, right?
Yep, and they all still wrestle every day with us. So, you know, it's not the same as they used to be, but, you know, Terry's still training for the, trying to make the Olympic team. So he's always in great shape, but they're still all great workout partners.
Yeah, not to look past the season or even your senior year, but are you anticipating any post-collegiate work as far as the world teams and Olympic team trials and things like this?
Yeah, during, you know, when I was younger, freestyle was mainly the thing I wrestled. When I was in, you know, elementary school, middle school, throughout high school, I wrestled a lot of freestyle, and I really like freestyle. But through my college career, I haven't wrestled as much freestyle. But once I'm done with college, I definitely think I want to continue wrestling and hopefully coach somewhere and do that whole thing.
How are your coaches as not just leaders but inspirational models? Do they kind of keep some tricks up their sleeve to teach you when you guys think you've learned it all?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Shiflett is one of the best technicians, honestly, that I've ever come across, and he's got unbelievable technique, and you can't ask for anything better than him. And then Rob is the same way. He's got good technique, and he's, you know, a real motivational guy, and he'll push you during practice. You know, he'll keep you going. And Tonelli, I don't know as well, but from what I've got to know of him, he's been awesome. He's been great.
Yeah, Zach is a dangerous man. Don't let his countenance fool you. He's a very dangerous man, Zach Tonelli. All right, let's talk a bit about this last weekend was WrestleOffs, right?
Yeah, we had WrestleOffs this past weekend, actually, at my old high school, Islip High School.
How'd that go?
It went good. We had, I think, 9 WrestleOffs, and I didn't actually wrestle off. I didn't have anyone to wrestle off, so... But we had about 9 WrestleOffs, and they all went really good.
This Sunday, and do you feel sad you didn't have anybody to wrestle with? I mean, that seems like you got left out of the fun.
It wasn't a big deal, you know. I just wanted to be ready for this coming weekend.
Coming up Sunday, November 15th, this weekend, you'll be seeing action at the University of Buffalo at the Mac Sports Complex. Are you excited about the beginning of the season as competition truly gets underway?
Yeah, first match is always, you know, real exciting no matter who you're wrestling. And I'm just excited for this whole season and what's to come. You know, like I said, we have a young, inspired team that I think we're on the upswing right now. We got a lot of motivated guys that are ready to go and ready to step in there as freshmen and redshirt freshmen.
You take a look at the Eastern Seaboard, and it is populated with some great coaches, great schools that are definitely on the rise, not just within the NCAA, but academically as well. And you guys are leading the way. Academically, you guys are doing really well. And athletically, as you mentioned, it's a young team, but has got a great history to it over the last 10 to 15 years. Are you proud to be a part of that tradition?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. The academics over here is, you know, real good for what I'm doing business. So, and our business school is, you know, one of the best out there. And I'm just excited to be a part of this whole program. We got everyone behind us on Long Island now, and everyone's, like I said, we're just moving in the right direction, I feel.
When you're training in the room, who do you find yourself working out with more, Beckman or Murphy, or do you go up a weight, or do you go down a weight, or does it vary?
No, I'm training with mostly Terry Madden a lot, assistant coach, and I'm training with PJ Gillespie, who's moving up to 65 now. So, you know, Terry's a little bit heavier, which is good for me, and then when I train with PJ, he's a little bit lighter, which is good on some days too. Those are the two main workout partners I have.
You don't have to go with Lou because he's so small and you'd probably hurt.
Yeah, he might ride me out though. I've never gone with him.
Like you get him,
it's
on
like the
back.
Leech on top.
Exactly. Just it is. I don't even want to go there. But on the other hand, you could go the other way at 285 with Big Paul Snyder.
Yeah, that hasn't happened yet.
Probably won't happen, I tell you that right now. We don't want to get anybody injured. So the competition does begin on Sunday. Did your family travel to watch you compete?
Yeah, my mom, it's kind of tough with my dad because he's always got tournaments still, but my mom's all over the place. I can't say enough about her. She's already booked all her flights to North Carolina, to Vegas, to everywhere. And my whole family comes to Nationals, which is awesome to have such a great family following you all over the place.
Do you have a favorite event you like to go to every year? I mean, is it the Cliff Keen? Maybe it's the North Carolina Open, or maybe it's the Midland. I don't know.
Well,
do you have a favorite?
Yeah, my freshman year we went to Vegas, and then we didn't go last year, but I'm pretty excited to go back to Vegas because there's unbelievable teams there. That's like the national tournament out there. A lot of good teams out there.
Yeah, it's pretty basic, you know, when you think about the facilities that it's in, but at the same time, the business is at hand, and that's wrestling. I mean, you're out there to do a job.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the Vegas you would think of, you know. You're really going out there just to wrestle. Usually you go to Vegas to have a good time, but out there it's just wrestling.
A lot of great teams coming in. Lock Haven, Ohio State, Brown, Harvard, University of Missouri, Penn, Drexel, etc. on the way to the conference championships and, of course, the NCAAs. Do you anticipate the season going and ending up at Omaha, Nebraska?
Yeah, definitely. I think we'll have a good amount of guys go to nationals. You know, hopefully everyone will qualify for nationals, and that'll put us where we want to be for the national tournament. We usually get, you know, 8 to 10 guys, so hopefully we'll have the same success this year. Had a little bit of a disappointing ending to the tournament last year, but
yeah,
hopefully it'll change this year.
That's why you get 4 or 5 years in college to try to turn everything around and get yourself some great experience. And, of course, you're wrestling for Tommy Shiflett and Hofstra. And there's a lot of pride on the line. I had to throw that in there. All right. I always give you boys enough time to thank those that have made a difference in your career. And here's your opportunity to recognize those that have helped you in your walk through life. Go ahead and name those people.
I'd definitely like to thank my father and my mom, my brother, who's been my workout partner since I've been in, you know, 8th, 9th grade. He's helped me out tremendously. And all my coaches here, you know, like Tom Shiflett I want to drill at 6 in the morning, he's here driving an hour to get here to drill with me at 6 in the morning. So him, Coach Ansbach, and everyone else who's been poured out here.
Is Shiflett telling you he's driving an hour? Is that what he says?
No, I'm from around here, so I know he's driving an hour.
I got news for you. He never leaves. Okay, that's how dedicated Shiflett is.
Here. That's what that couch is for, huh?
What do you think it's for? It's not for you guys to sit on. It's for not even for team meetings or anything like that. It's for him to take little naps at night so he can get up and beat all the rest of you guys to the room. He's a tough guy. I like it. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule, Ryan. You've got practice this afternoon?
Yep, we got practice in about half an hour.
All right, well, get to it, partner. I appreciate it. Have a good and a fun season. Have fun, okay?
All right, thank you very much for having me.
All right, God bless, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.